Hey there, fellow humans. Nova Lane here, your resident digital detox guide and hype woman for real life. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media, trying to catch up on your day, but suddenly it's 3 hours later, your eyes are burning, and you haven't accomplished anything? Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving into something super important today. Creating a home for your devices, not letting them rule your life. Because let's be real, our phones have become these little black rectangles that dictate our every move, constantly vying for our attention. It's like they've got this mischievous glint in their digital eyes, whispering promises of dopamine hits with every notification. But guess what? You don't have to live like a digital slave. Today, I want to give you 5 power-packed strategies to reclaim your space and sanity. First up, designated device zones. Think of it like setting up boundaries for your pets, except instead of pooping on the rug, these little tech gremlins are sucking away your precious time and focus. Designate specific areas in your home where devices are welcome, maybe your desk for work or a comfy spot for catching up with friends and family online. But outside those zones, phones go silent, notifications take a chill pill, and you can finally enjoy some peace and quiet. Second, tech-free time zones. You know that feeling when you're trying to have a meaningful conversation, but everyone's glued to their screens? Yeah, not exactly conducive to deep connections. Schedule tech-free time zones in your day, dinner time with loved ones, an hour before bed for some calming activities, or even just 15 minutes of mindful meditation. Trust me, your mind and soul will thank you. Number 3. Embrace the offline world. Remember that amazing feeling when you actually finished a book without constantly checking your phone? Or when you had a real conversation with someone without staring at their profile picture while they were talking? Let's get back to basics. Explore hobbies that don't involve screens, reconnect with nature, spend time with loved ones in person. The possibilities are endless. 4. The power of the Do Not Disturb button. This magical little button is your best friend. Seriously, it can save you from countless distractions and allow you to focus on what matters most. Turn it on during work hours, when you're studying, or even just when you need some peace and quiet. Remember, it's not rude to disconnect as self-care. And lastly, find your digital well-being sweet spot. We all have different needs and preferences when it comes to technology. Experiment with different strategies until you find what works best for you. Maybe it's limiting your social media time, setting screen-free weekends, or using apps that help track your usage. The key is to be intentional about your relationship with your devices. Don't let them control you. Ever felt like you were constantly on the hamster wheel of notifications, scrolling endlessly through content that didn't really matter? I know I have. It was like this constant tug of war between my desire to connect and my need for peace. That's why I decided to create a designated phone zone in my living room space where I could use it intentionally, whether it be for catching up on news or video chatting with friends. What's even more amazing is that since implementing this simple change, I actually feel more present during those conversations with loved ones. There's less distraction, more eye contact, and genuine connection. It's like magic. Remember, friends, you have the power to choose how technology fits into your life. Don't let it become a tyrant in your home. Take back control by creating designated spaces for devices, scheduling tech-free time zones, embracing the offline world, using the Do Not Disturb button like a superhero cape, and finding your own unique digital well-being sweet spot. You got this. So go out there, disconnect intentionally, and rediscover the joy of living in the real world that's waiting for you. And if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to share it with someone who could use a little digital detox inspiration. Don't be shy, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss an episode, and let me know your thoughts on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, stay connected to what truly matters.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.